Welcome to Notcast, episode 314, Pie Time.
Yeah, I'm Pie Dameron.
I'm Gideon Gray.
There we go.
No, I'm not. I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf. And we're not cast.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Shiva is not here tonight. Sarah was graduating Mayton from Brookhaven. He's getting his finished up his associates after a while.
What was that word?
Graduamacaton.
Oh, okay.
I'm just mangling the word.
Graduamacaton.
Yeah. Magustalations. He finished up his associates. Good for him. I helped him do a video thing for his class. It was like the final project, and he's like, yeah, if I get a perfect score, I'll up my class grade to a B, but at minimum, I'm going to get a C. I'm going to pass. I fucking helped him up. He got a fucking perfect score.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, and he was funny because he'd never done this like video shit, and I've been basically teaching myself how to do the video stuff with iMovie and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I put it all together, and it had a background, a green screen background, and little pop-ups talking about the headset. It was only like 3 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Real simple. Did you sneak some ponies into the background?
No.
Some rule 34.
No. I wanted him to pass, not get like kicked out of class. Because I'm pretty sure that he had to like, they didn't necessarily have to show the video, but the teacher had to see it.
Right, yeah.
Also had to set up, he actually had to set up a YouTube account.
I couldn't really pay attention to what you were talking about. I was too busy watching Nick eat Judy's ass.
Yeah. That one comic
let's
I posted.
Let's eliminate the last couple panels from it, and then it's fine.
Yeah, not the bunny pellets. None of that. So, yeah, it's been another week. More fandom bullshit, as always. There's always something, right?
Yeah.
So, just going to speak in generalities. Don't be rude to voice actors and stuff on Twitter. Just fucking don't. If you really need to say something to someone and it might be construed as rude, raise your hand and put it over your fucking mouth and get off Twitter.
Mm.
Because it might cause a lot of issues. Not saying, just saying. And that's enough of that. So, yeah, it's the weekend of Everfree Northwest, the PonyCon and Biggest Little FurCon in Reno. And we're here in the cool zone.
Yeah.
The cool zone.
Change the icon for this episode to picture the cool zone.
Yeah. That's the cool zone referring to is this picture of the Coca-Cola cool zone from the former Six Flags New Orleans.
Yeah. Nolens.
That closed after one of the hurricanes permanently.
Yeah, Katrina, I think.
And it was just like, it's this horrible rusted out Hulk. It's just cool zone. It's like we're spinning our in the cool zone, Silent Hill.
Yes. That's okay. I'll have the house to myself. I will sleep in the middle of the bed, damn it.
You know, even if I'm in a bed by myself, I still stick to, quote, my side.
I will surround myself with waifu body pillows.
You know.
Build a little wall around my fat ass.
Build a waifu wall.
A waifu wall.
Make your bed great again. Well, so you have to actually own one first. You know, you don't actually have a Dakimakura.
No, we have like three or four of them.
Oh.
You're like, shit, Fuzz, my opinion of you just tanked. So
I'm the guy that, I have a fucking Anthro Luna one from Atril before they got C&D'd.
So
because I knew that those fuckers would get C&D'd with a quickness, and they did! I was like, shit, I gotta get in on this.
I don't have any of like the unofficial license stuff. I have official license stuff from license from the artist. So
yeah,
I have
Scappos.
I don't have any Scappos, but I have a Chester one.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah, and I have Avery from Ace's Comic Table for Three, the little twink character.
Nice.
And Tieran has. It's the cougar character from Misha's Little Buddy comic. I don't remember his name.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah. And I think he has an... Oh. the fourth one we have is sea salt.
Nice.
And I should say, you know, we're not just there humping our pillows all the time. We've actually got two of them. Like, so we have a king-sized mattress and a king-sized bed, but we didn't buy them together. We ordered the bed frame and headboard that we wanted, and we ordered the mattress separately. So
there's a gap.
It's not a perfect square. It's supposed to be. But when it's facing in one direction, there's virtually no gap at all. And when it's facing the other direction, there's like 10 inches of gap between the mattress and the headboard. So we have these big-ass body pillows, like, stuffed down the back just to not have a big gap there falling into the middle of the bed or whatever.
That's where you shove all your waifu pillows. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, it was like, we bought these things and now we have to buy body pillows for them. And I was thinking, when someone stays over in the guest room, we could offer them a selection of furry husbands to choose from to cuddle for the night.
It's like... Sorry, your real husband can't be here tonight. Maybe they can be yours tonight.
We wiped all the cum off, I swear.
Oh, God.
They actually are very comfy, though, because they're...
Well, I mean, it's...
Well, you know what they're like. It's like that soft, silky kind of material the pillowcase is made of.
It's just a fucking pillowcase with a character printed on it you can cuddle up to.
Yeah.
Great for holding body heat.
My regular pillowcases don't feel like that. They're just like the sort of regular old cotton. These are like... It's kind of nice, silky feeling. It feels so good against your skin. So here we are discussing the wonders of Dockies. Yep. Like, hey, did you just join the fandom?
Well, if you just joined the fandom and you hadn't heard of Dakimakuras, well, you're probably not too aware of the anime fandom either.
Probably. I guess it started there.
Probably.
Because I first heard about them through the Brony fandom.
No, man, it's been anime for fucking ever.
Yeah, I think, you know,
it's been official merch for fucking ever, too.
I remember seeing people making fun of lonely otaku with their body pillows, and I didn't really know what that was. And I didn't know the name Dakimakura. And then I saw the ones coming out for Pony. And yeah, you're right. That shit got shut down.
Well, they still have, like, OC ones, but the ones that were based on the actual characters.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I'm actually looking up, like, the origin of Dakimakura.
It began in the 1600s. The shonen were lonely. They would stuff straw into a bag.
It started in the 90s.
Oh. That's not as... I was hoping for, like a wandering samurai kind of story or something like that. Like,
but yeah, there's another article. Dakimakura, the early days and why the 10-centimeter difference.
Hey, it's not about size. Maybe it is. I don't know. I guess it's one of those things where, like, a standard size makes a difference. So what else happened in the... Oh, so, yeah, so Tieran's away at BLFC this weekend, and I have a plan.
Okay.
I'm going to steal his car.
Okay.
It's filthy.
And you're going to clean it?
I'm going to take it to a car wash and drop like $100 having the fucking get every nook and cranny and blow the dust out of the air things and clean the bird shit off the exterior and all that stuff.
Also, there's your average... The guy's like, oh, my waifu! And the actual female next to him is like, ah, no.
It's like she's face-palming.
Like, yeah.
God.
Not going for 3D, not going for 2D girls. 3D pig disgusting. Ugh.
Because boobs are gay.
The human form is gross and boobs are gay. That's right, Fuzz. Let's see. What? My little sister can't be that cute, Dakimakura. Do they have Oremo? No, they don't.
Is that title of the manga?
The manga anime is My Little Sister Can't Be This Cute.
So it's like an incest.
It's an incest one.
That's a thing.
Oh, it's a
Wow.
Of course, it's a thing.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they make incest and pedo and bestiality and stuff like that. But like the way you said it, it's sort of like a, it's a thing. It's like an accepted kind of.
Well, basically, I was like looking and seeing what they have. They're like Madoka. All right, I wouldn't expect that. I'm looking at shukos.com, S-H-O-U-K-O-S-S, and there have this shitloads of Dakamakura and whatever. You know, Attack on Titan. I wonder if they have a fucking, oh god, if they have the fucking Colossal Titan as a Dakamakura, I'm gonna fucking laugh my ass off. That's the giant one that has, like, no fucking skin.
Oh god. And I saw the one, what's his official name? The one that looks like a brony that's, like, wearing the trilby. He's tipping the trilby, he's got the belly hanging out. It's like this sort of caricature of a male character.
I
actually saw it at Akon one year. And, oh, it's just a, it's like a.
Are you sure it wasn't just a fat sad otaku? I mean, they have Aaron and Levi.
Okay, Google, Shitlord Dakimakura. Oh my god, it came up Hitler documentary. That is not what I meant, Google. At least it wasn't Hitler Dakimakura.
Well, they don't have any of the Titan Dakimakuras, which is kind of a shame, but they do have lots and lots of Aaron and Levi. So if you need your, you know, heroes of the post-apocalypse, they got you there. What else we got here? Let's see. Angel Beats, yeah, I expected that. Charlotte, yeah. Emoto Umura-chan, that's really funny.
This picture from Know Your Meme is a picture of Donald Trump holding up a photo of an anime girl, and the quote is, "I will find every shitlord a waifu, and it will be the best waifu they've ever had, because no one finds better waifus than I do."
Nice.
Like, where was this a meme? When did this start? Oh yeah, there's a Bernie Sanders will make anime real.
Yep. We will get our fucking.
Have you seen these memes on the internet, Savra? They're really.
I think memes are pretty funny. Them kids are into it. How do you do, fellow kids?
There he is. I knew I'd find it with that search. The euphoric gentle sir body pillow cover. There he is.
Oh, wow. Euphoric Gentle Sir. Look for that. Look that up, kids.
This t-shirt says M'lady.
So, we're having far too much fun looking at explicit Dakimakura.
I should have got a Fluttershy one.
You fucked up, man.
Now you fucked up.
Yoshino from Data Live. She looks like she's 12, and she's naked, of course. So, moving on. Other than that, I mean, hey, cons this weekend. People are out there having fun. We're here in the cool zone, hoping to not get killed by hail and or tornadoes.
So, apparently, the name derives from, "In this moment, I am euphoric. Not because of any phony god's blessing, but because Senpai finally noticed me."
Well, the actual sentence is, "I am enlightened by my own intelligence." It was a dude making a cringy post on, like, Reddit's atheism board.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. It's a bit of an old meme, Fuzz.
I know, but I'm just like, I've seen this picture before with, like, pictures of Dawkins in the background and the internet arguments one. I don't know when being an atheist became, like, a horrible thing.
Well, it's just basically people mocking everything.
Yeah.
I mean.
Ron Paul 2016.
Now, that's just a step too far there, Fuzz. So, what else, Fuzz? What else? What sins have you committed? Confess.
Huh?
No.
I
punched a baby.
Work's really stressful lately. Yeah. I had an anxiety dream about Anthrocon last night again.
Nice.
It wasn't my half naked. You're making him kiss.
Well, I was actually. Yes.
Savern has the Nick and Judy Disney Infinity figurines, which are now like 50% off or something.
Yeah. basically, because Disney Infinity is canceled, we're never going to see anything beyond Nick or Judy for Zootopia. But on the plus side, I got these both for $8 a piece as opposed to 14 off Amazon.
Fuck.
Because, you know, Disney Infinity, the Toy to Life bubble is fucking crashing.
Oh.
So if, because basically, there's too many. There's Amiibo, which is Nintendo.
I only knew about Amiibo and Disney Infinity.
So there's Skylanders started this out years ago.
Uh-huh.
They were the first Toys to Life. That's what they're called. That's the genre.
But it's not Toys to Life. It's Toys to Video Game. They're lying. They told me Judy would be alive, Saverin.
Judy is sadly not real.
No! Bernie Sanders will make Judy real.
Well, I would definitely vote for him then. But I would already vote for him. But whatever. So that started out, and it's been going for years and fucking years. And then Disney Infinity comes in 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they start out. They're like, all right, yeah,
everybody. They're like, what's up, fellow kids? We had this great idea.
Well, Amiibos were getting in the game there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently Lego Dimensions came out, which is the minifigs. It's the same. It was the little NFC chips. And Lego minifigs are super exclusive. And
Lego Dimensions is the one that has, like, every incarnation of the Doctor.
Correct.
Okay.
But those are really super expensive. So basically,
but they didn't actually make little figures of all those, did they?
No, not of all the Doctors. There is a Doctor figure, but I'm pretty sure that you can acquire the various Doctors. I'm not sure.
You could acquire them electronically.
Yeah, basically. And in the game, you can, anytime you die, you come back as one of the other Doctors.
Right.
And it goes in order.
Yeah, but they've even got, like, the Time War Doctor and everything in there.
The War Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They also, but basically what happened is, like, there's all these, quote, Toys to Life brands, and the market didn't grow.
Uh-huh.
There's just, like, Dimensions comes in, and they're expensive, and you can only really collect one of these, because if you're trying to collect all the Amiibos, there's 101 Amiibos. There are probably more than that of Skylanders.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you that there's probably 80 to 100 Disney Infinity figures, and there's probably a good 36 sets for Lego Dimensions.
Yeah.
And so basically there's this huge pile of everything.
Yeah.
And we're adults. We're not poor. We have money. And we can totally afford to buy little $15 figurines of our waifu bunnies.
Right.
But if you're a parent with a kid, and that little shit's like, well, mommy, I want all of Star Wars, or I want all of blah, and there's, like, in Star Wars, there's, I think, a dozen figurines. And these little motherfuckers are $14 a piece.
Yeah.
You're looking at $150, $160 to get all the Star Wars figurines so that you can play them all.
Mm-hmm.
That's not counting the starter set, which is the only way to get Rey or Finn.
God, okay.
We'll
just let that go unsaid, but continue.
Basically, yeah, it's fucked up. Well, you have to basically do anything in the Star Wars with the new sets, you have to purchase that set.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, they're keeping these characters away. No, you have to buy that set.
Right.
To play any of the new stuff.
So, like, to force you to buy the main characters.
Yeah.
Well, like, you have to buy the set in order to get the main characters, I mean.
Yeah. And they did that with, like, Captain America 3.0 and something else.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, Disney was like, you know what? This isn't making us money. In fact, we're having to write off $147 million, and we're closing the studio, and 300 people lost their jobs because we decided to get into a game, which is basically forcing parents to purchase $15 physical DLC for a single character.
Yeah.
And they did such stupid things as they had fucking, like, Yondu from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, they had Rocket Raccoon, and they had Groot, and they had fucking Star-Lord, Yondu, Gamora, Drax. I mean, those the main characters, but, like, Yondu, he's a second side character. And they had
that was the head of the pirates.
Yeah, right? Who had the little arrow thing.
And whistle.
But, like, they basically had main characters, but they had, like, weird tertiary characters. Like, for Cars, well, they had a Cars set, first of all. Fuck that movie. It's terrible. But
But it's anthropomorphic.
Yes, and just you don't want to think about it too, because it's kind of a nightmare. What if they're driving down the road and a rock flies up and hits their windshield? You mean their eyes? Think about it. Anyways, like there's a Mater, the tow truck, and you gotta like get there's that character. Like they made Phineas from Phineas and Ferb. They didn't make a Ferb. These are these they're two main characters from a cartoon that ran for a shitload of show episodes.
Yeah, I've heard the name, and I'm like, wait, why would they make one and not the other?
I think they made the fucking platypus.
That's like making Nick without making a Judy.
Yeah. They made like Phineas, but they didn't make Ferb, but they made the fucking platypus, I think. And so like they made a lot of really weird decisions when it comes to this toy line.
Yeah.
And just there's, well, I mean, if you go to any Walmart, they still have, like, the Walmart up on Frankfurt, they've still got Merida figures from Brave, from the 1.0. One of the nice things, though, is all the characters from versions 1 and 2 work in 3.
Oh,
so, like, cool. your toy and your collection doesn't get invalidated because, like, it's the new version of the game.
How does the app work version work?
Basically, it's an app version that you can download for iOS or Android. And you, there's a little card that comes with them that unlock a digital character. And you actually do that because I have Nick and Judy and I can want to run around on my phone with them and be like,
yeah.
I'm playing with
my... Do you have to pay for it on the App Store?
I'm pretty sure it's free. Look up Disney Infinity.
All right.
There, and we'll take a look because I got the character cards for Nick and Judy. Like, I'm never going to buy or own Disney Infinity for a physical thing, like as a game, but I've got the two figurines. I mean, they're cute sculpts, and you can get they're about as cheap as you can get any little good figurines.
Yeah. Well, what's it originally made for? I mean, was it like a PS3 game, or is this all console?
It was all console. I think there's okay, also like...
So there's Disney Infinity Toy Box, Toy Box 2.0, and Toy Box 3.0.
3.0 is the one. Is it free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, we'll know once we open it. Really?
Yeah.
I tried downloading it for my phone, but I wasn't on Wi-Fi at the time. It's like a 1.2 gigabyte download on the phone.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, like I got a 64 gig iPhone SE now, so I can do that.
Yeah, talk about your snazzy new phone.
Yeah, I finally got a fucking new phone. It's so nice, man. It is so fast. It's the SE, so it's the newest one. It runs the A9 chip. It's got 2 gig video RAM. It's got 64 gigs internal storage. And, oh, man, oh, so fast. With iCloud, it actually restored everything correctly. I had to re-log into all my Twitter accounts and my Reddit reader.
Yeah.
But it kept everything else. It kept my authenticator for WoW, which was a big concern.
Oh, yeah.
And my authenticator for, like, WildStar and authenticator for Final Fantasy XIV.
Yeah.
Basically, I don't play those games anymore, but if I lose those authenticators, I can never play those games again.
Right, yeah.
But, man, there's, like, zero load time for any of the apps I use. Like, seriously, when I went to load it up Disney Crossy Road,
yeah,
it would seriously take 30 seconds from, like, the clicking it to loading and being able to tap. And even then, it would lag.
Mm-hmm.
And certain maps, which have like the atmospheric effects, the Zootopia map, you're going through Tundra Town, blizzard blows through at one point. They're at various points, and so the screen would get really laggy, and sometimes it'd hitch up and miss inputs. So it was not the best gameplay experience. Not that Crossy Road has a lot of gameplay to be had, but it really worked poorly. And now it's like I click it, and it's just fucking there. It's ready to go.
Yeah,
Words with Friends loads right up. What's funny, Peggle. I've had the original fucking Peggle on my phone for the longest fucking time. I think I got it back when I had a 3G, which was the second generation iPhone. And it ran okay then. And it ran just fine on there. But now it loads instantly.
Wait, so they skipped iPhone 2? There wasn't such a thing as an iPhone 2?
Well, it was iPhone and the iPhone 3G.
Oh, okay. Oh, because it was, I guess they were naming it after the data.
Yeah, basically the first one didn't have 3G support because it came out that sufficiently old.
It must have had an Edge.
It was Edge only, then 3G, and then I had 3GS, which was what I had. Yeah. Then I had the 4S.
Then they just started with the numbers after that.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah, it was like 3GS, Or that it was iPhone 3GS. Then 4S, which is what I had for the longest time. 5S, 5C, 6S, 6XL, and then SE.
So SL is the larger one of what you've got now, basically?
Well, it's the 6S,
oh, it's 6S plus.
XL, or 6S plus, whatever it is.
Yeah, they call it plus.
And then SE are three form factors of the same hardware base.
Right.
I have
actually,
the
SE. The SE has the A9, and yeah, the 6 has the A8.
It's the 6S and the 6S plus.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The naming conventions are a little fucked up.
Well, like the Androids too. Like I have a Nexus 6 and the successors, there are two of them, and there is a 5 something and a 6 something, and it's like a 5X and a 6P, or maybe it's the other way around or something like that.
Yeah. Phones. It's a fucking nightmare market.
They're actually both smaller than this one. I think they figured that this is a 5.5 inch or a 6. It's nearly a 6 inch screen. It's pretty big. And like I said, width wise, it's like
It's fuck huge.
It's fuck huge. Like when you're making a call, it's like it's a little uncomfortable to hold.
That's why I've gotten the used SE, to it. Because it's only a step larger than my 4S was. Yeah. And even then, like my thumb is not long enough. I have to actually like two hand it. Mm-hmm. I can't like hold it in my hand and then use my thumb to hit the upper left corner.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah, I got a two-hand this phone.
Too. But, you know, if I'm not, shouldn't be like fucking with it while driving or anything.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to change music, it's just all right there.
Haha. I like to like rub my Android phone against my iPad.
Oh man.
It's because like this should
hot
be
interspecies.
This should be natural enemies, but mine get along. It's like pred on prey action, you know.
That's hot. Just like those comics from Weaver.
Yes, that's right.
Called The Late Steak. Look it up. Hot. You're hotboxing the car.
Hot, more like hotboxing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, other than freaking out, basically. So like April is a shit month for me because like I have my first quarter royalties to pay and I got to figure out all the taxes. And then May and June are high stress because they're Anthrocon prep time. Like everyone's getting their manuscripts or their comic pages or whatever to me. And Tiernan and I have got to figure all this shit out and make them into make books happen, basically. So I could really use my day job not being crazy in May and June, but my day job has been fucking crazy lately. And like they're teaching us these new systems that are really outdated, and because it's another type of thing coming in. And it really sucks, and it's all just a pain in the ass. They wanted us to work overtime, which I'm all right doing a little of. But, like, I'm not dedicated to the job. Like, I have other shit I want to do, you know, i.e. for Planet. And it's just, I had a fucking anxiety dream about Anthrocon, you know.
I tend to have two or three a year.
Yeah.
When it comes to my con. Not anything for Fiesta, but definitely for Nightmare Nights.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that like it's something that you love that actually causes us anxiety. You know,
well, I mean, it also shows that you give enough of a damn about it that it's invading your subconscious.
Right.
Not that
yeah.
That's necessarily healthy, but
it does you know, mean I don't give a shit, right? Because if I didn't give a shit, I wouldn't care.
Yep.
But I kind of do. So that's been my life lately. It's just been very busy, and it's like that picture, the other meme picture, where you're like, I have so much to do that I took a nap. You know, where it's just a picture of a dude face down on the sofa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like that a lot. So that's been life lately. On the plus side, though, I don't know if we mentioned this last week or not, but I got my stock of Zootopia books
yes.
in. Yeah, which like three or four local friends purchased from me, which I appreciate, including you, the local support.
Mm. helping small businesses in our area.
That's right, yes.
You're helping the local economy. Fight Walmart by supporting your local furry porn businesses.
That's right. Even when it's not all porn. Even when
it's not a porn. Like this movie art book.
Oh, I did have a fucking ridiculous situation with the post office. So the international form, I mean, sticker that you put on there.
Like
the mailing label, the shipping label. Like, it clearly says from, you know, company address, Texas, to customer's address, fucking Australia. So I drop it off. I can drop off USPS packages at the UPS store where I have a P.O. box. And he's like, okay, cool. And he hands it off to the mail people. And the mail people send it through the local post office, who immediately deliver it to the UPS store where I have my P.O. box. Because some dumbass in the middle of the process couldn't tell the difference between to and from. So he mailed it from Carrollton to Carrollton, and not even to a different person, to the same fucking address. So when I when I took it in, and the two ladies that are working there are looking at it like, how did he not, what the fuck? So the lady wrote Australia in pen in all caps with an arrow pointing to it on the box. And she's like, we'll take care of this. Thank you. Because I knew I couldn't just drop it in the mail by myself. Because when you pull up that tracking number, it shows as delivered.
Yeah.
And if you use the same tracking number twice, they shut down your account or something because they think you're stealing mail money, right?
Yeah, you're stealing tracking numbers.
Yeah, by using the same shipping label again or something like that. So I was really concerned because it's like it already shows that tracking number has been used up and has been delivered, even though it was delivered to the same place it started out from.
What a mess.
Yeah, and, Ellen down at radio actually tweeted back to me and says that's happened to her like 3 or 4 times. And I remember now, a year or so back, I got a package back at the P.O. box from Japan. And the way you can tell, it's not a returned to sender because of an invalid address or anything. Because when they do that, they put a little sticker on there saying, couldn't be delivered, invalid address, person not known, whatever the reason is. So now I know when I get a box back that has clearly not been opened and has no sticker and has no, like, postage stamps on it from overseas customs or anything like that, I need to double-check the tracking number and see if it actually even left the fucking country.
Some dyslexic dude down in fucking the bowels of the post office in Carrollton.
Because right, Carrollton, that way out.
He throws it into a bin.
Yeah.
All right, well, we should probably get to our emails. We got 8 this week. Some left over from last week, a few from this week. And we're just going to get right to it because we're only at about 35 minutes, this recording. So let's get right to it.
Oh, and it's probably been as boring as watching Sloss fuck.
Yeah.
We've just been sort of just rambling about crap.
If we still have we still have a few listeners, I'm sure.
Okay.
So going to the emails. This isn't like a fucking YouTube video. It's like, skip all of our rambly bullshit and go straight to emails. There's like this little annotation at the front. You click it and be like, boop.
Skip bullshit.
Yeah, skip boop. Bullshit button. All right, so email's title is, when can you tell when a relationship is over? ? Longtime listener. When
they're fucking someone else in front of you and you didn't ask them to.
Yeah, well, this one's kind of similar, I suppose.
Oh,
long-time listener, third-time writer. I won't get into the details of my 2 previous emails. They have less to do with my current situation, plus I'd prefer to stay anonymous. But I have a new question for you this time. When can you tell a relationship is over? Been with the same guy almost 4 years now, I believe. He helped give me the push I needed to finish school, figure out who my true friends were, and generally get my life back in order. A year into our relationship, roughly, I did a 2-hour move to live with him and his 2 roommates, who are also a gay couple. Shortly after the decision to move down, however, he got a job offer in another state about 12 hours away from where we were living currently. I couldn't move because I was still finishing up my associates at the time, and he moved up, and I promised to follow after I graduated. A year later, in a 12-hour move to a new state, we were living together again. Just this time, just the two of us in an apartment, and I knew no one else in the area at the time. Shortly after this move is when things began to sour. He was worried about his coworkers finding out he was gay, so I was suddenly a cousin, if anyone asked, and even had my own bedroom. I didn't sleep in it, of course, as it ended up just being my office, but he would not show me any physical affection behind closed doors either, which he says is not connected, but I have to wonder, has he not done anything physical beyond friendly in the 2 years I've lived here with him? No cuddles, kisses, or naughty things. Also have to hide anything furry-related, as there's supposedly a large stigma at work about how all furries are like the one shown in CSI in that MTV special. Also, that was seriously fucking 16 for the MTV special and 12 for the CSI episode.
Yeah.
12 fucking years.
That's a long time.
He also was getting consistently angry and likes to yell at me for silly things, such as leaving the lid up on the toilet or washing some towels together, and it turned one of the white towels light shade of pink.
That's too gay!
He would apologize shortly after most of the time, and I can really think of the two instances in 2 years since I've been up here that he did not. He always had an excuse based on outside stress. First, he was going back to his master's, then he had picked up a secondary temporary job, then he was house hunting in places he liked were being bought. In this time, I had my own stresses from working full-time at a retail job while doing a full-time school schedule to get my bachelor's. I never got angry at him. I just assumed we handled stress differently. Sometime during this 2-year period, his anger had also expanded to include this paranoid streak where he needed to know where I was on a constant basis. Just recently forgot to mention I was stopping to get gas on the way home, and that got me this thing about wondering if I was off doing drugs or sleeping around behind his back.
What the fuck?
This has happened several times before in the past, and the first couple times I took it as a joke, but now it seems just another way he's trying to cover up his reaction to situations. I know I'm not perfect. I have little knee-jerk reactions like I close IM windows when someone enters the room. I didn't tell him when during some stressful moments I picked up vaping and hiding a bottle of Canadian whiskey in my desk drawer for a few months. And I'm sometimes not the best at communication, as I tend to try to avoid a situation instead of confronting it, but it doesn't seem to change the fact that this does not feel like a relationship anymore. It
sounds like you're under fucking house arrest.
The last big concern is now I feel guilty for having these thoughts as he's been trying to buy a house, and if we do separate, I'm moving out. We did have a discussion about this, sort of, as it was more what if I found a job elsewhere, not if we broke up. And he did say that he would afford the place by himself. His mortgage on the house would be $200 less than what we pay for rent, and he was able to afford the apartment by himself before. And there's also the fact that more than likely he was getting roommates to move in, a straight couple we know he was talking about moving into the area. Despite saying this, he's been constantly laying on pretty thick lines like, I don't know what I would do without you, which feel more like him laying guilt on me than being sincere. I think pretty much I've already decided I want to break up, but just need a sounding board to either confirm that I should, or tell me that I'm crazy and need to work things out. Faithfully yours, a Harry who has run out of spoons.
Confirmation given.
Yeah, you don't have a fucking relationship. You've got an abusive, house guest.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. I mean, no offense to crazy people.
Yeah, that's not a relationship. You know, there's nothing going on there. There's, having to know where the fuck you are. That's crazy controlling boyfriend behavior. That's stuff that anybody comes to us and says, oh, yeah, I always want to know where the fuck I'm at and where I'm going to have friends. I'm like, that's not healthy. That's not good. No.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone is a massive red flag, but...
And just running a few minutes late to stop for gas, which is a thing that happens. And being like, you're 5 minutes late, you must be on drugs. Like, whoa, where was the leap there, you know?
I mean, and communication is important in relationships. You know, if I'm going, I tell Panther, it's like, hey, I'm going to Fort Worth today. I'm going to go by town talk and do some other errands on that side of town.
Right.
I'm going to go pick up cheese, just so you know. And, all right, cool. Let me know if I find anything cool. Or he's like, I'm going out to see my parents. Or, you know, hey, this weekend is blah. I will be down in Austin for HavenCon or whatever. It's like the communication, knowing where each other is nice and helpful. But
it's not knowing where you are step of the way.
Where are you?
Yeah.
You know, if I decide I'm going to go out of the house and fuck off for an afternoon to go walk at Grapevine Mills or go look at fucking resale shops, see if I can find him some more of those shoes he likes so much.
Or raise hell and slaughter some homeless people.
You know, that's if I'm going downtown.
Right.
It's all, you know, you don't do that up here. You do that downtown. Mm. But, yeah, man, you don't have a relationship, man. This is this is
that be unhealthy. Some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. A lot of times people write in and they know the answer
and they just kind of need chuckle fucks like us to reply.
They need a push. They need someone to be like, okay, you're not crazy. This situation does sound fucked up. And you know, if you want to talk to him, you sound like your mind's made up. I mean, you can talk to him, though. I encourage communication.
Yeah.
But I don't know about, like, buying into a house, because that's a
30-year commitment.
Yeah.
That's no. And, you know, you've been together 4 years. That's not a huge amount of time in the grand scheme of things. You said you've got you're working on, or you have your bachelor's. So you have you have good earning potential.
Yeah.
You know, you both sound like you're adults with, you know, your own little careers ready to go. So it's not like, oh no, I'm going to have to move back with my parents. So, yeah, I mean, and the thing about you're his cousin, that's really unhealthy. That's just not cool.
Yeah, that was one of the things, like, that Tyrion was talking
cousin,
to me about.
It's time to go have the butt sex.
Well, that doesn't come up because he hasn't touched him in 2 fucking years.
I know.
So, you know, that almost isn't creepy because they're not having sex anyway. But, like, you know, Tyrion and I talked about, like, Tyrion figured out his sexuality a long fucking time ago, like, way younger than I did. Of course, I'm a little older than him. And he did not want to be in a relationship with someone who was, like, deeply closeted and he'd have to, like, sneak around, or he'd have to be the cousin or something like that. And because we were talking about other relationships, and it's like, yeah, that's why this works out, because we're not hiding, you know. And that's one of those things that is really, really stressful, especially if one person is out and the other isn't. I'm not saying it can't work. I'm just saying it can be really stressful. And if the other person is sort of trying to force that, you know, stay in the closet with me ethos on you, then that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like, it's not even an out loud, out proud thing or anything like that. It's just, I want to live a fucking normal life, you know, and not act like I'm single when I'm not, you know. It's like, that's what a lot of the anti-equal marriage people kind of think. Oh, you're shoving it down our throat. It's like, no, we're not. We're just going out to a movie together or something like that, you know? And I think our waiter at Pizzarella totally thinks that we're a gay couple. And I almost want to say, oh, no, it's cool, dude. We're gay, just not for each other.
Yeah, because anytime we go into Pizzarella, it's you and I both show up and like, oh, hey, dude, how's it going? It's like, yeah.
Separate jacks or single? And today I muddied the waters today.
Oh, no.
So, Saverin.
Well, dude, remember last time I paid for it? Oh, right. Shit, we're confusing him.
Saverin drove Tyrion to the airport today for BLFC because I had to work till 6 because of overtime and busyness. So I picked up lunch because he was driving Tyrion to the airport. And last time, I think you got it because it was already one check. We didn't want to confuse the matter, and I just deducted it from your Zootopia book.
Yeah, it was just like.
But all the other times we've paid separately. Like, oh, maybe he thinks we've taken the next step in our relationship.
Oh, shit.
We have mingled finances now.
Oh, well, I guess it's time you can finally fuck me. All right.
I've only been joking about it for like 8 years. So, yeah, tangents aside, dude, you sound like you're close to the DTMFA there. Yeah. So.
DTMFA. So, this next one kind of startled me. It surprised me because, like, I didn't – because it cuts off. He's probably going to drop out of the presidential race, FU, and I'm like, is someone writing in being angry about us making things? No. Go ahead and read it, Fuzz.
Okay. All right. Anonymous asked a question, or rather, he quoted something from us. He's probably going to drop out of the presidential race. Fuzz, so he's going to pull a Trump? A quote from an episode of Notcast from 2011.
prescient.
Wow.
But when I saw the FU, I'm like, I thought someone was like, fuck you for talking that about Bernie. He's got as much choice of winning. It's like, dude, no, no, don't. It did not go the way I thought it was.
So we're all good. We're all good. Okay. You want to hit the next one?
All right. So anonymous asked a question. Hey, when I was a young scamp, you guys were some of the first things that led me into the fandom. About 2 years ago, I started dating again after many messy breakups. I also stopped writing or taking drugs for deep depression about a year, and I stopped taking... Okay, wait, hang on. This is really... About 2 years ago, I started dating again after many messy breakups. Period. I also stopped writing and taking a drug for deep depression about a year in. I stopped taking the drug, and then the relationship started to become distant. Now we've all broken up, but I think I want to get back on medication because I was happy, skinny, and alive. But if that breakup comes back, should I get back with them?
Okay, so he got
off
of the drugs, and then the relationship got fucked up, and he's wondering if he should get back on the drugs. Like, you should definitely talk to your doctor and or psychiatrist about that. But, I mean, was it under doctor's advice that you get off the drugs, or did you just stop taking them? And we're saying drugs. We're talking about drugs for depression, not, like, heroin or something. Because I'm on drugs for anxiety, which is the same drug that's also used to treat depression. And I'm like, I wouldn't just go cold turkey and stop taking it. I've known people that go off and on of mental health medication, and they start getting kind of fucked up, and then they're, like, confused about why their life is on the rocks, and it's because their brain chemistry is off, and it's like, dude, get back on your fucking pills, because, you know, there's no shame in, like, taking medication for mental health. You know, I saw this thing on Twitter the other day. It was kind of a pisser. It was like this serious thing saying, you don't need to take drugs. All you need is nature. You need to go outside and go for a walk. And someone's like, gee, I didn't know that all I needed to do was look at some fucking trees to not be suicidal. You know?
And I replied to that, BRB, eating some fucking grass.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like, some people have a really fucked up opinion of mental health. And it's like...
Well, it's like, I'm not on any sort of mental health medication, but I could probably get help. That would probably help me out sometimes. Because there's some days where it's real fucking hard. But, you know.
Sometimes I notice, like, your eye will just turn completely around because it twitches so bad.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, you're putting a lot of strain on your optic nerve because then it has to, like, tug it back around. So that's totally how eyeballs work, like cartoon characters.
Yes, and then occasionally if I smack the back of my head, they kind of dangle out there. God, Fuzz. But no, I was like...
If I come in your mouth too hard, your eyeballs pop out.
God. There's many layers of meat there between, so you've murdered me at that point.
Should have worn the sex helmet.
It's like, if you come so hard that it comes out my tear ducts, you've killed me because there's lots of meat in the way.
You look like one of those little squeezy toys that you squeeze and the eyes bulge out.
Thanks for bringing it back up, Fuzz.
So anyway, back to your mental health.
Mental health is important. And if your doctor said you should take your medication, you should please take your medication.
Yeah.
For your own good.
Don't self-diagnose. Don't just start taking medication. But talk to a doctor today about what medication can do for you.
If the person you broke up with over things is willing to give you a second chance after you get back on your meds and stabilized, then you're lucky. Because they don't owe you that, necessarily. Well, they don't owe, nobody owes you anything, really, in life. But if they do want to give you another chance, good on them.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, I mean, still, don't hang your hopes on that.
Get back on your meds and stabilize your shit. Also, like you said, you were skinny, happy, and alive. The last part is the most important, but skinny and happy is good, too.
Because you don't want to be fat, unhappy, and dead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're dead, you don't really have to worry about being fat or unhappy because you're dead. But still.
That's true. But when I'm dead, I want to take up less space than I do right now. That's why I'm getting cremated. Anyway, on to the next email.
Yeah.
Anonymous asked a question. Question for Saverin. So, appropriate, I'll read it then. How do you motivate yourself to stick to a relatively healthy diet now? I'm doing my best to exercise more regularly, but I still find myself snacking on unhealthy things between meals. Not having those sweet things in the house isn't really an option for me, as I live with two other people and we share groceries, so the candy and chips and stuff are available to everyone. Any tips or suggestions for more healthy treats I could get myself?
Okay, so this is actually something I have a lot of familiarity with, because Panther has a massive sweet tooth.
Ah.
He has,
like, it takes up like the whole side of his face. It's, yes. He should really see a dentist.
For me, basically, a couple things. If, because of my weight loss surgery, if I eat too much sugary stuff, I feel like garbage. Mm-hmm. So that's a motivating factor.
Would you say that you feel like furry trash?
Sure.
Okay.
And if, basically, I stick to diet that I know will, basically, it won't have negative consequences, I suppose. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, I'll eat sandwiches and I'll have things around the house, but, like, I don't munch on things all the time. And basically, it's like, my motivating thing is I never want to be that tired again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was always tired. I was down in caffeine and soda and trying to stay awake. I was tired all the fucking time. I having to take naps in the middle of the fucking day. It fucking sucked. I hated it. I was not motivated. I couldn't get anything fucking done. And by God, if I had not fucked over my health like that, I could be one of those 5 million fucking sub YouTube fucks making tons of money off of 12-year-olds watching my videos all day every day and doing drugs on the side. I mean, not the last part. Don't joke, kids. But I wouldn't have ever gotten involved in this pony bullshit. Christ.
Doing lines of coke off of Markiplier's ass.
Yeah. Or his dick. I wonder if his pubes are pink. Anyways.
Oh, video I saw him in, he didn't have dyed hair.
Oh. I thought you were going to say it. The video I saw, he didn't have pubes. Really?
No, he's in the Your Grammar Sucks 100.
Oh.
And he gets gradually drunker and drunker, and he's doing the Deep Thoughts segment, so it starts with Deep Thoughts with Markiplier. And towards the end, it's Deep Thoughts with Markiplier. Uh-huh.
But, you know, Panther has a lot of candy and stuff around the house. Like, I'm a terrible enabler. And pink
pubes.
Like, so Town Talk Foods, we talk about it a lot. They had the mm-hmm. retail pack of the king-size Reese's peanut butter eggs. So it's two of those fuck-huge Reese's peanut butter eggs. $10 for the 24-pack. This is a retail pack that's probably like $40, $50. But it's after Easter, and it's like whatever, and they sell it off. And then enabling fucks like me buy it for $10 because it's 48 motherfucking huge
mm-hmm.
Reese's eggs. Panther is incredibly happy that I got those.
Yeah.
And they stay there because I don't touch those. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll occasionally want a piece of candy, but I'm not going to be like, I'm going to eat six of these. Oh. Because I will feel like garbage afterwards. Oh,
whereas I would totally do that and damn the consequences.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a terrible fat fuck, but anyway.
I mean, it's just a personal discipline thing. I don't really have anything to say. Like, I got in the habit of eating better and mm-hmm. not munching on things all the goddamn time, though I still occasionally do munch on things. But it's usually things that I get make healthy choices. Like, I got these really fucking awesome kale chips from Town Talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Pacific Northwest brand. They're $6 a little thing if you buy retail. They're
really good if you cover them in peanut butter and dip them in melted chocolate.
Yeah, except these ones are sriracha.
Oh, God, that'd be awful.
Sriracha kale chips with peanut butter and chocolate would probably not be very good.
I've had the regular kale chips. They're pretty good. No, not had the sriracha ones.
And, like, they had ones that's the fucking pea chips. Like, they're edamame chips. I haven't tried those yet. But it's just, like, because Town Talk gets all this health food shit.
Oh, pea like the vegetable.
Edamame, yes.
Not the
soybeans
fluid.
And peas.
Oh, okay. Wait, what's
edamame? It's
edible mommy?
It's soybeans.
Oh, ew.
You can't have them.
Fuck. I cannot have those, no.
But I'm not offering them to you. Anyways, basically, healthy treats you can get yourself. Maybe beef jerky. Have like peanuts. They're not like they're decently protein. Don't like eat the whole fucking jar.
You know what was good for me when I was dieting for my hypoglycemia years ago is I would have a can of albacore tuna as a pick-me-up during the day because it's like pure fucking protein and that'll like keep your blood sugar level for hours.
Yeah, healthy treats you can get yourself.
Just don't eat too much of it. Like a can a day is probably okay, but like if you eat way too much fish, you get that mercury issue and that's not good.
But for me, it's just like I don't snack that much and I don't eat that much anyway because I had the weight loss surgery. I don't get hungry normally.
Yeah.
Though I do stress eat on occasion, which that's a weird habit to have. Like, I don't get normally hungry, but if I'm stressed out.
That's true. Your situation's very different because that hunger hormone part of your stomach is literally gone.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, actually. I'd like to just not get hungry.
But the motivating fact for me is that I never want to go back to anywhere near that space where I was for a long time. I see those photos of me when I would turn 30 and I would look grotesque. To me.
Mm-hmm.
I see that and I'm like, that's not me. Holy fuck, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not me anymore. And it really helps when I get little comments. Like, I posted a thing to Twitter. It was like, oh, you know, it's no surprise I'm a massive furry. And I posted a picture of my Nick and Judy figure. And someone replied, nah, you're just a regular size furry now. Well, that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to stop and save real quick because we are now at an hour.
Okay.
And BR, let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It can be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code NOT at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping when you enter offer code NOT. That's K-N-O-T at AdamandEve.com. And we're back. And things have been taken care of. Let us resume.
I am relieved.
All right. Okay, so the next one is a Dr. Insanity asked a question. Well, he more tells us something. Hi, longtime fan of your show for several years here. I was listening to episode 296. I'm behind, but I wanted to mention a fourth toy company called Primal Hardware. Be sure to look at their novelties page for a good laugh. Also, stay naughty and never stop podcasting. Giga. So, yeah.
I'm assuming you pronounced it that way so that it wouldn't just sound like hardware.
Yeah, it's H-A-R-D-W-E-R-E.
Like where?
Yeah, those are the guys that have the werewolf dick wearables and the egg ovipositor and the cactus and Coke bottle dildos.
Oh, and they're the ones with the Judy...
The butt. Yeah, butt. Okay. They're the Judy butt. So, yeah, those are the guys. They're the fourth maker of fantasy dildos.
So Bad Dragon has a Judy pussy. They have a Judy butt. So can you, like, glue them together and have, like, a third of Judy?
You probably could. Though it's... there's a gif that I've seen on the Zootopia trash threads where it's someone has... They ordered the butt and they also had... They ordered the dick from Bad Dragon. They just, like, the gif of them putting the fox dildo into the bunny butt.
Oh, my God.
It's like... so yes, there are multiple, you have a variety of fantasy dong makers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's Bad Dragon, Zoofer, Exotic Erotics, and Primal Hardware. So if you need a...
And Frisky Beast.
Oh shit, now there's 5?
Well, I mean, Zoofer / State of Creations isn't really...
They're not a thing anymore?
I think their website's still up, but like they haven't... They're not really with it technologically, and that like I haven't seen them active on social media or anything. No. People don't really talk about them anymore.
Well, then they kind of overshadowed by Bad Dragon,
right? Yeah, because they're dragons, and they just kind of come in and stomp the competition. I guess I don't know, But also they had the
phthalate.
Yeah, the pre-safe toys
that I had to get rid of.
Yeah, Tyrion and I threw ours away too. He's ordered more from other makers.
Well, they do now make them in proper fucking silicone.
Mm-hmm.
And they still sell things.
Oh, so you looked them up? You can actually.
Yeah, well, I'm looking. It's like they have little hyena dongs. They've got Akita. I mean, they've got the standard. Well, let's see. Silicone Kit Fox. Like, is that different from the other one?
I don't know.
No, it says silicone. They should be all silicone nowadays.
Yeah.
So, if for whatever reason I wanted to purchase more, I could totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
They have a discontinued section. It's like, yeah, we don't sell them, but you can totally look at them.
Huh. Okay. So, Disney Infinity Toy Box contains advertising messages. Additional content can be purchased, but it will use real money. So it's just like the warning that there's in-app purchases on it.
Their horse dongs are fucking weird looking. They're like Coke cans. Anyways, that has been your horse cock minute.
So let me see the picture of the weird horse cocks. What's on?
All right, I'll pull it up while you read the next email.
Oh, but I launched Disney Infinity. Hang on. Okay. All right. Well, that was Dr. Insanity, so I can archive that.
Yeah. They're all fucking stumpy. And some of the photos are just weird. Like, that looks like a fucking knight or rook piece from a chessboard. But, you know, whatever.
I got fucked at the chess match.
Literally.
So, okay.
Next one.
Advertising follow-up. Hello, Notcast. Thanks for your advice earlier. Yes, I'm local to the Aussie fur community, and I do go to the regular fur meets. Anyways, I ended up pursuing some other avenues since my email. I've got a mention up on the Furry Writers Guild under reviewers, and I'll be doing a panel up at Furdo on the Gold Coast at the end of the month. Oh, also, I thought it would have been a bit spammy to include my YouTube last time, since I already wrote in about that a few months ago. But now it's totally not spammy, so I'll totally put it in this email. It's Foxy Rayfar. But if you search Rayfar Furry, they all come up. If you guys have any tips on running a panel for the first time, I'd like to hear those too. Cheers, Rayfar, the Australian Fennec Fox. Real quick, on the subject of Furdo, Jaffa Books is going to be there. They're going to be one of the dealers there. And they are carrying some for Planet Books.
Cool.
So if you want to buy any of our books without the shipping cost, then check out Jaff in the dealer's room at Furdo. So, any tips on running a panel for the first time?
Well, have an outline, first of all. It is not a sin to have note cards. And if you are using, a laptop and projector, make sure ahead of time that you have the right connection cables, and that your laptop can run a projector.
And don't 100% count on the con having all the right connectors. I mean, a couple of cons have done a damn good job of setting up forms online in advance and trying to get all that shit together and stuff like that. But it is panel organization is difficult. And things sometimes slip through the cracks. So yeah,
if your laptop has HDMI out, you're probably good to go. But you know, you probably have to do some fuckery, like video port to HDMI adapter, you know, stuff like that.
Make sure to get yourself a glass of water.
If they don't have a bottle of water there or water station, have some water on thing. And don't let motherfuckers in the audience derail you.
Oh, yeah. You do have to maintain a small amount of teacherly-like control. There's a few that guy categories in audiences.
Yes.
And one of my least favorite is the one that, like, there's a panel of three or four people. And there's someone right up front, and they think that they are there to interact with the panel, and that's it. That it's not, there's not an audience of people around them. So, or they think that they should be on the panel. Those guys are pretty bad too. The people that are constantly adding things from the audience, and it's like, yeah, that's not how a panel works. Nobody asked you, motherfucker.
It's like, can you not?
Yeah.
Well, they probably can if they're a candid furry. Lol. But he's like, just no. Yeah. So be aware that you will need to probably rest control if there is some.
And if someone's asking a question and they're just going on and on and on.
Yeah.
And
be
on.
Like, if they have a question, it's like, if you're doing a QA at the end, let them know that they can ask their question at the end and after we're done.
Yeah. But if they're going on and on and on and on and on, try to sort of get them to get to the point
with helpful quicker. Phrases like, does this story have a climax?
And I mean, and I feel bad being a dick, but
sometimes nah, man, if you're running a panel, you put the work in to put that together.
Yeah.
And you really can't let some rando take it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So have an outline, have some water, be prepared to shut dudes out in the audience if they are being douches. I mean, yeah. It's probable that you won't have that problem, but in case, you might need to tell a dude, can you not?
And a lot of it also depends on what kind of panel you're doing. I mean, if it's the presentation that you're doing by yourself, it requires some setup on your part to have notes or handouts or cards for you to reference or use your laptop or whatever. Do not just, and I saw this at a writing panel one year where somebody was like, somebody wrote a journal on FA that I really agreed with. I am not going to give you the link to it for you to check out later yourself. I am just going to read it verbatim at the panel. Yeah, and that is like a terrible way to like broadcast information. It is just like a room of 30 people just sitting watching this guy read an FA journal that he didn't write from his laptop. And it was just kind of like, this is not a good panel. So don't do that. And if it's a different kind of panel where like you have have co-panelists decide ahead of time who's quote leading the panel. Sometimes that matters. Sometimes it doesn't. I see it happen a lot at like professional panels where it'll be like four people and they're all there to just sort of put their input in, but somebody has to serve as moderator and kind of guide the conversation. It's, if it's just like two people, sometimes they'll banter back and forth, you know, kind of like what we're doing now. It depends on the panel, how off the cuff you can be. Like Notcast is whenever we did panels is pretty off the cuff.
Yeah.
I do a publisher Q&A panel at a lot of cons. And at this point, the only preparation I do is bringing some business cards, which is a good idea. You know, if you've got something to promote, you should bring business cards or flyers or something like that.
And hey, you've got a YouTube channel. Yeah. Make some fucking business cards. I made some for mine.
Yeah. And I just
like and subscribe.
And I just sit down and I'm like, okay, it's a publishing Q&A. What questions do you have about publishing?
Yeah, because you can find my YouTube channel at Saverin Drake or Just a Fox.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. I'm two away from 3,333 subs. Quads. Woo.
As soon as you hit that, I will unsubscribe.
God damn it. I will get my fucking silver button someday.
How many do you have to have for that?
100,000.
Whoa. That's like orders of magnitude.
Hey.
You should get something for 10,000.
I had
wait, when
in January I had about 400.
Okay, yeah, you're on the rise.
So, and I'm getting about 300 a month right now, and that only really goes up.
When you say silver button, is it a physical thing they send you?
Yeah, it's a physical fucking, like, plaque congratulating you on getting 100,000 subs. It's a silver-plated
YouTube logo.
YouTube logo with your channel name under it.
I saw the little foxy got one, the one that makes me sad now. Oh. There's the little fox that had a YouTube channel.
Scout?
His owner found him dead.
Aw, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, his name wasn't Scout, though. It was something goofy.
But it was a little fitting fox channel. Like, you have 100,000
chat. No, it was a red fox. This was a different one.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was about 8 years old, which was about about late age for in captivity, Red Fox, and he found him curled up under his picnic table. The guy's a furry; he's into fandom. It's been blogged around and stuff like that. It is his silver plaque arrived like 2 days after he died.
Aw, that's sad.
Yeah. But, you know, he was a well-loved little fox. And I unfortunately did not know about him because I'm not up on the tubes at all.
Yeah, I need to get better about, like, collaborating with dudes. And this is an invitation. If you're a furry YouTuber, I'm always up and for stuff if our schedules can fucking mesh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do some YouTube fur faggotry together. So the next email is more of a question.
Okay.
This isn't really a question, but the episode you posted on May 10th had a question about not safe for work webcomics. I wasn't too familiar with most of the comics you mentioned. However, I gathered the person asking about it was talking about serial webcomics with a somewhat consistent posting schedule, weekly or monthly, what have you. And I wanted to bring your attention to a webcomic called Caves and Critters. So we're going to find that real quick. Okay. Caves and Critters. I have not heard of it, but if it is a sequential... Well, Caves and Critters furry comic is one of the suggestions. Fantasy Fighting and Fornication, cavesandcritters.com. Let's see.
The three Fs.
Yep. And I'm waiting for it to load. I agree, yes, this website improves it a little... God damn it.
Ron. That was the fox's name.
Aw.
That's in there.
That's cute. It's sad that he's dead, but he got cute. But, okay, let's... God damn it. I'm trying to load this website, and it's just crashing on me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, it is furry. Let's see, there's a cat, and then there's... fucking... and...
damn it. I typoed caves and titters. All right. Let's see what... I can find fantasy fighting and fornication. Okay. Do-do-do-do-do. I agree. I am over 18 and I want to see boobies and or dicks.
Yay. Rain Goldfur. Hosted by Inked Fur Printing. Do not repost, they say. Cast. There's a human, and a lion-looking dude, a cat sorcerer, fox archer, a human.
It's like a robot, or is that a knight?
I don't know, man. Probably a knight, who's also a robot. A skeleton dude, a snake, a lizard.
Say a snick.
A snick. A big titted lioness.
Oh, well, that's always
good. He's at the very bottom. So, anyways, that's kind of cool. So
I hope the misspelling of sorcerer is on purpose.
Could be possible.
Because it's spelled sorcerer, yes. Like source. Lyda, the shapeshifter.
It's like cropped and she's got big old titties.
Everything on me all the death.
Alright, so
okay. It's cavesandcritters.com, so it's easy enough to remember.
So
I swear I've not been drinking anything other than Coke Zero, and
turns out that this Coke Zero from Whataburger is in fact intoxicating.
Apparently.
The zero means zero inhibitions. All right, so there's one last thing, Buzz. Do you want to read it?
I'll read it. It's all good.
It's the last one. You can do it.
It's so cute.
This episode's only going to be like an hour 20 long.
Okay, all right.
About pause.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing this one coming. Is it weird that I'm into paws but not feet? I don't want my boyfriend to stick his feet in my face, and if he did, I'd probably throw him out of a window, but basically any furry art with a cute pair of paws can get me feeling frisky. I feel weird because if someone was into gay furry art but said they were straight, I would probably question that. So am I actually into feet and just don't know it yet, or what? See, I think the mistake you're making is saying that he would stick his feet in your face. That's not usually the case. You need to have him stick him in your ass.
No, Fuzz. No.
Well, I just wiggle them all in there. You know, make sure you trim the toenails first.
So I just think that it's, you're not necessarily into feet. You're into the concept of differently shaped paws. I mean,
okay, so paws are cute in drawings most of the time, and even paw on pads, even on real animals, you ever look at like a cat when they're just like sitting there, they have the cutest little paws. Oh my god. And I remember from my days of owning cats, they're adorable.
They have the little paw pads and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and you know, it's cute, it's different, it goes with the furry aesthetic of otherness,
right? But like, feet are just feet.
Yeah, they're weird, and like in my case of my feet, they're all like dry and gross, and I can't keep my feet like soft at all. I have manly man feet.
They're covered with scales and hair, and
you know,
growing mushrooms, and there's like an indigenous society between your toes that has formed religion.
Yep. That is exactly how it is. But like, if you're looking at like furry art and like they have paws and they draw the paw pads, it's like cute and stuff. It's just, it's different. Like, you can see feet all the goddamn time, but if you like to see it in the art, or hell, I mean, there's fucking the fetishists.
Wait, are there?
I'm sure there are.
I guess there are.
Yeah. Look, there's people that do pony play and they sell those fucking expensive ass hoof boots. I'm pretty sure that's somebody's fetish.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, sure. And if you think about it, horses are just weird fucking fingers. Their legs are just fucking weird fingers, guys. Follow the fucking money. What the fuck? The horses, like the fucking horse's legs, like the bottom of it is basically a single toe.
Right,
like,
right.
It's basically just like a fucking finger. They walk on four fucking fingers. If you don't think about it too hard.
And when four horses fart, chemtrails.
Follow the money.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's just, it's different. And if it turns your crank, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you're necessarily into feet in real life unless your boyfriend has, you know, 3 feet and paw pads. And then at like that point, you know, it's like, is he hairless everywhere else? You know.
Time for the sheath transplant.
He has weird feet. Under a full moon, his feet become furry paws. But that's it. It's the worst werewolf transformation ever.
He's a werehobbit.
Yes. And his toenails grew 3 times thicker that day. No. So
Wolverine adamantium toenails. Like somebody cuts his arms off, so he just like whips off his boots and just snick it.
Yeah. Good old Snicked Bub.
That is the shorthand of his name, Snicked Bub.
Snicked Bub.
Yeah.
Because that was the onomatopoeia for his claws coming with the
S-N-I-K-T.
Yeah, Snicked.
Snicked.
And he was like, hey, Bub. So Snicked Bub.
What was it? It was either Spider-Man or Deadpool. There was like some clip from the comic that someone posted, and like, you know, his claws don't actually make that noise. He just says that every time he pops them.
That's probably a Deadpool thing.
It's a very fourth wall breaking kind of thing.
Speaking of Deadpool, I got my Blu-ray in.
You're blurry.
It's Blu-ray, DVD, and digital, and the digital includes iTunes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to totally, we're going to
port that shit.
Well, yeah, because I have my PS3. It's not hooked up, but if I can just get Panther to put it in his iTunes library, or I'll put it in mine, and we can just watch it on our projector.
Yeah, yeah. Pops it through the Apple great. TV.
Deadpool's fucking great.
Yeah, I need to pick up a copy of it.
It was great because I pre-ordered it. It's like, oh, it went down to $20. So you saved $4 off what you ordered, so yay.
It's so crazy, like, but so when the Doctor Who Series 9 Blu-ray was listed on Amazon, it was like $70. Yeah. And when it was actually finally released, that was its pre-order price. It was like $70. When it was actually finally released, like $45.
Nice.
So I got it for the $45.
Yeah, Amazon's like, yo, good news. You paid less than you thought you did.
Yeah. And
I'm like, sweet.
Because I was like $70, $170. If it's the new series of Doctor Who, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. Do they need a kid? I'll make a fucking baby and give them it.
Well, not by myself, I won't, but...
No, you just have to get a...
Have to get a what?
You have to get, you know, someone to be the willing participant there.
And yes, yes.
And 9 months later, after the DVD's out a while, you could have just pirated it easily. You have to hand over the baby, which then they feed to Russell T. Davies to feed his gay superpowers. I'm glad that we could have this discussion.
No, they fucking puree it into, like, the energy drinks that John Barrowman drinks in order to stay looking youthful.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's how he does it.
Yeah.
You ever notice how many orphans go missing every time he's in town for a con? Think about it.
Yeah. You know, and that's... that they cleared out all those homeless people here in Dallas and fucking fan expos next month. Follow the money.
So, anyways,
you know who's a guest? William Shatner. I mean, he's looking pretty youthful for like 83. So,
not John Barrowman though.
Barrowman's not at this one, I don't think. But Arthur Darvill is. So I'll get to meet Rory. He's actually there because he's like the lead character in DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
But so it says Legends of Tomorrow, comma, Doctor Who. So it was
I mean, he was a companion.
He was a companion. But he's not like, it's like the headliner Doctor Who actors that are there, or like Capaldi, Jenna Coleman, and the actress who plays Missy. I can never remember her fucking name. Michelle something.
You know, behind on, like, ponies, I'm way behind on Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think Series 3 was the last season of Ponies that I watched. How far behind who are you?
Oh, man, I'm probably similar length of time.
Yeah, you're not even into Capaldi yet, are you?
I saw, like, the first Matt Smith season.
Oh, my God. Wow, okay. So you've got, like, two more Matt Smith seasons to go, and now two Capaldi seasons.
I saw Dinosaurs on a Spaceship.
Oh, okay. All right. There's only, like, two more Amy and Rory episodes after that, and then Clara comes in. Yeah,
I didn't see...
So just, like, two-thirds of that season, and then the 50th anniversary. You and I watched the 50th together, though, because it
correct.
Was... correct. Yeah. I think you'd seen enough of it to get the gist of things. Well, I got to work tomorrow, so let's go ahead and call it a night. It's actually not too late, so that's nice.
Fucking trying to log into Patreon so we can do our, like, hey, thank you guys for donating.
Oh, okay. I could probably do so from mine here.
Yeah, just the website's just not wanting to play ball with my fucking... fuck, what's the fucking password?
It is like a fucking random series of digits. Is it?
Fuck me.
I think it is. I thought it was. I've got it all stored on a password manager.
While you're digging that up, we're going to do our thank yous for our patrons, because we do appreciate every last one of you, even if a couple people dropped us. It's sad. We don't have 30 patrons anymore. We have 28. But you can always follow us on Twitter at Notcast. You can find us on Tumblr at Notcast. You can find us on Furafini, though we don't really use it, at Notcast. We do post our episodes to our Tumblr. If you don't want to subscribe to the RSS for whatever reason, you can find us on iTunes. You can now find us on the Google Play Store. You can follow me on YouTube or on Twitter at Saverin Drake. If you look up Saverin Drake, and you'll probably find all sorts of random bullshit that I make on YouTube and my Twitter ramblings, which is lots of Zootopia pics and YouTube bullshit. It's fun stuff. And you can find Fuzz at Fuzzwolf. You can go to furplanet.com and buy books. Buy lots of books, including Art of Zootopia, which he has for sale at cover cost. And since we had a little bit of technical difficulties getting the list going earlier, we're going to do our end of the month, start of the month, whatever, Patreon thank yous. So first of all, thank you very much to Kylie Rogue. You are our number one fan. You are awesome. You've been with us through the beginning. And next time we see you at a con, we're totally buying you dinner, girl. And we got next up our $5 guys, Rand the Bat, Aaron, Vox, Riven Scythe, Shadow the Wolf. Thank you guys again. Every little bit helps. You guys have been with us a long time. Darthus, Rafer, Zirian, again, thank you guys. Get a vocal shout out. And for everybody else too, Ricody, Arvid, Hamid, Mindy, Lunatara, Festive Pinball, Realm, Jamie, Raxmay, The Wolfie Man, Seven Twigs, Jeeves, Graith, Michael, Aaron Quinn, Kilkoto, Shiro 14, Piper Malone, Shiroi, and Ramuros. Every one of you guys, thank you very much. We could not do the show. Well, we could totally do the show without Patreon, and we can do the show without ads, but hey, every little bit helps. It's motivating, you know? Keeps us happy. And we've used actually some of the money to recently renew the notcast.com URL for the next 3 years. Not going anywhere anytime soon. So thank you guys much. I'm doing this bit of Postscripts of Fuzz here to help sign off. So as always, good night and big balls.